The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. John and Lance and Adele with you.
I'm not saying Canino exit. It's a Gulf Bank exit.
It says Canino under it.
Where?
It says Canino, yeah.
Well, Gulf Bank. Use Waze. Don't use Apple Maps. Use Waze.
Use Waze,
yeah.
What's the matter with Apple Maps?
Because it's like, I don't see anything here. Apple Maps is run by a dumb person.
What?
Apple Maps might as well have a voice that goes, I mean, I think it's here. I don't even know. Waze knows exactly where it's going all the time.
Waze
like, no, get off here. There's some stuff up there. Get off here. Go down on this side road. Like, Waze will take you through. Like, if you're getting back from your family, you know, in Louisiana or whatever.
Yeah, Waze I always take you, Waze.
Yeah, Waze
will take,
nah, get
how about
here.
This, like, 20 miles before you hit Beaumont, it will take tell you, get off here.
Yeah.
Take 73, and then you come back on by Bolivar, the Bolivar exit, and you avoid Beaumont.
It'll
which
tell
is
you
a
some
night, which is
yeah.
A, nothing against Beaumont, but the construction there is the worst. You people have been building this thing.
Is this still going on construction?
Oh, God. Beaumont's the worst because it's just nonstop. Can you people please build something faster? It's been 40 years now.
Dale, you know how I know that our signal travels well to Beaumont? Because John went out of his way to go, nothing against you guys there in Beaumont.
Like, no, I love
John
Beaumont.
Usually doesn't mind laying people out just like that with the quickness.
I love those people. But here's the thing. Fix your roads, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous, Beaumont.
I was coming back from Austin on, like, Memorial Day, and Waze is like, I said, Waze, do I go this way? They go, nah, fam. Like, the voice went, nah, fam. He said, get off here.
No, ma'am? What'd he say?
Nah, fam. Like, family.
Oh, you guys are fam?
Yeah. That's what my Waze voice told me, but it was a British lady. She said, no, fam. And then, so... It said, go this way on a side road, and then go this way, and go this way. And it took me, I cut off, no lie, I must have cut off because it's a nightmare coming back from Austin on a weekend, you know.
Sunday?
Like a holiday weekend.
Oh, God.
It must have saved me at least an hour. It was sending me through farm roads. I went through somebody's driveway.
What if you'd have had that when you went up to College Station and you went the wrong way on Highway 6?
What if I would have had that ever on any of my times that I went
anywhere.
The wrong way?
Yes.
God, the worst. How about the worst? We were going to go to Bonfire.
Yeah.
When
you went to College Station and you went the wrong way.
Yeah, when I was in Tulane.
Yeah.
You're talking about? Oh, yeah. Did I tell you that
one? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't me driving, though. That was a girl from LSU who was from my hometown, Stephanie Bender.
Yeah.
Stephanie Rice now. And we went to Winnie. Like, we went, yeah. We hit a split, went the wrong way. It took us like 9 hours to get to College Station.
That's a good
it's ridiculous.
That always takes that
and
long.
And then when
Lance.
We got there, she drove over a. over a median, crushed her, you know, some whatever exhaust pipe underneath,
yeah.
And I was like, and then we pulled. She goes, "Oh my gosh, I think I did something." I'm like, "Well, good luck. I gotta get out of here. It's been a 9 hour drive. I'm going to the party."
I hope the party was over. It was 9 hours.
She had to spend the whole weekend like getting that stuff fixed. I went to the Bonfire with my buddy Clint, and yeah, that wasn't the fastest trip I've ever taken.
No, probably not. So Niall's here. Hey, Niall, how are you? Great to see you. Thanks for stopping by. So anyway, Jeremy wants to get in here. Do not try to defend Beaumont Roads, Jeremy. I hope you're. Let's get Jeremy in here.
Why? Who is Jeremy?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy is one of those people. It looks like from Beaumont. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. About these Beaumont Roads, man. I'm a delivery driver out here for Giglio Distributing. It's the Miller Coors distributor out here, and
uh-huh.
So I've been all over these roads, man. It is terrible.
See,
oh,
that's
my
what
God.
I'm talking about. The worst.
It's like, hey, we're going to work on the interstate here, but we're going to put this on hold, and we're going to work on this on something else that is completely across the town.
I mean, it's the interstate. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. No,
it's
no,
like
no.
how many how many construction projects can we get going on in 1 year? And then it's like 10 years later, 20 years later, it's still the same crap.
Dude, last time we went to Louisiana a couple of weeks ago, it was 7 o'clock on a Friday night, and they closed I-10 right as you get to Beaumont.
At that time?
It was 20 miles of stop. And it was, and so I finally got off, and I went.
Was Chris Christie the man?
And then you get past it. Yeah, right. He closed it. Yeah, yeah. I think the Houston mayor closed it, so no one would go to Beaumont. So, and then you get past nobody on the road because everybody is just sitting there.
Look at
with
what
the
your
road
man's
closed.
Wearing today. The old Jordans. Those are like Jordan 1s.
Oh, way to go!
Those are the originals.
Yeah, no one knows what that is.
Yeah, black and red Jordans.
Well, look at what you're wearing today, your boot. Yeah. Totally sweet.
Yeah, I got my – well, I can't drive with the boot, so I had to – I'm in a decent amount of pain. It's swelling. I tried to walk without the boot for 2 days to stay under the radar at the Senior Bowl so none of those guys would mess with me, which I still had a limp and a pretty pronounced limp, and it's just swollen up worse. And then I flew – which I'd heard this would happen.
Yeah.
Your leg just swells up.
Right.
So that was no good. So I can't drive with this giant boot on, obviously. So I'm trying to drive here. I don't know if you heard. There's some stop-start traffic here on the way when
no.
you head here on I-45.
Well, that's your first mistake.
I was like, ow. And so I'm trying to, cruise slower so I don't have to brake, which is impossible.
No, you can't do that.
And so now I get in here, and so I get to slam my boot on. I'm pretty excited.
No, yeah. And for those of you who didn't hear, Lance saved an old woman from a robber who stole her purse.
Yep.
Lance ran him down, and in the process.
Kicked the foot out from under him, but in that process I did some ligament damage on the top of my instep.
So it was unbelievable, he's a hero. Lance is an American hero.
A true hero. Yeah.
They
wanted to do a little thing for me in Mobile. Like, I can't stay, Phil. Phil Savage was like, Lance, can we get you to stay and honor you on Friday? I was like, I got to get back to Trailer Wheel and Frame. They got barbecue coming.
Yeah, they do. Rudy's barbecue's
coming. Niall's going to be there. Talk about single-A baseball prospects.
That's right.
I can't do it from Niall.
Phil.
He's like, Lance, we'll give you some, we've got all kinds of crab cakes here and Gulf seafood. I said, Trailer Wheel and Frame's going to have sausage and a tortilla.
You're damn right it is. Hey, did you see Forrest Whitley throwing? No? Did you see the video of him throwing? No.
Did it look fast?
Huh? He threw against a wall that was like right in front of him, so no one knows how fast it was or anything else.
What was he doing?
He's a long, tall kid, man. And
good size.
Niall, you're under over when he comes up to the big league team. August 1st. Not this year?
Oh,
he's coming up.
You're talking about?
He's coming up this year.
We got to strangle his contract.
No, I know.
Strangle his service time. What's wrong with you?
No.
They can't?
No, they can't. I think they learned their lesson with George Springer, who's still pissed at the organization for stringing him along with a 50 home run season.
They'll play it by ear with not. If they're doing good, there's really no reason to bring him up if their staff is doing well. I mean, they're pretty deep.
Well, they're
on
deep,
paper.
But you know they're going to need more guys.
I mean,
Keuchel's going to take his 2 months off. McCullers, come on, dude.
I know, but if they think they can get away without having to bring him
up
I know
that.
His time, they're going to do it.
I know that, but at some point you got to go, you know what? Yeah, I guess you don't have to do what's good for the kid. But if he's throwing and throwing well, I think you don't want to discourage him. We'll see. We'll see how they play.
I mean, it's only going to be three starters in a more than likely in a postseason anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get to four.
No, but the regular season, you need seven or eight starters.
Yeah.
And they got them. They got Peacock
they got
and McHugh.
Arms.
As long as McHugh stays and Peacock stays, you still got arms.
That's a lot of arms. You lost Musgrove, but then you've got who's the other one I'm thinking of? Maybe it is Peacock.
You still got Martez. You still got Peacock.
Are we counting Paulino?
Paulino, not really. He's probably coming in at about 110 pounds.
I'm not even going to count Paulino.
He's coming in at 110 because he had to stop doing
what
he was
doing. How's John Singleton even still? Is it just because they have to pay him? They're just we might as well just keep him around.
Yeah, well, he's done.
I know, but why was he even around?
Well, they had to. They gave him 5 years guaranteed.
Well, I know. Is that why you keep him around? Like, you don't even have to have him around. You could be like, all right, you won.
Do you think
John,
that,
just get out of
here's
here.
Here's the thing that I worry about, because I've said before, it is ridiculous. Like, Alex Rodriguez's contract. How in the world, when he gets suspended for steroids, you know he sold you a bag of goods. Mm-hmm. He is not that guy unless he's doing steroids. And if he has to stop doing steroids, he's not going to hit. So if you get caught doing steroids, your contract should be null and void. However, how many teams do you think would spike a guy's Gatorade or whatever just to get out of a bad deal?
That would be the dirtiest thing of all time.
But would they not do that?
You messing with a guy's reputation just to get out of a
deal? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What? To get out of a $100 million contract when the guy sucks? You don't think that the Angels wanted to spike Albert Pujols?
Yeah,
but
he at least came back and had some, he had some seasons.
Yeah, but.
Well, like Pedro Martinez for about the last
Alex Rodriguez, 3 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That what he was hitting with
John
that contract?
John Singleton.
I'm telling you.
They didn't have him eat an edible, did they?
Like, we don't have to do anything. Here's your bag of gummy bears for the game, A-Rod. Yeah. Thanks, trainer.
Hey, Singleton.
Hey.
You want some of these brownies? My grandma, my meemaw cooked them. My meemaw cooked these brownies.
Do you not think that they would?
Everyone else like, I'll take one. Like, no.
That would be a wonderful movie.
She made these for John.
That would be a wonderful movie.
Get out of here, John.
Look, we got kolaches. John kolaches.
Nice.
How's that?
Nice.
How's that?
Well,
look at that.
Pre-game kolache fest.
From kolache shop? Pardon me?
Shipley's.
Shipley's. Nice. Thank you, Shipley's. We appreciate it. All right, taking a break. 7-11 live at Trailer Will and Frame, 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. Rachel's going to be here in just probably in an hour and a half or so, and we'll be hanging out with her at Trailer Will and Frame, but we want you to come and see. And
look at Rachel.
She's the Rudy's girl.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows
that. I thought it was a guest. Rachel's on from the Sabercats?
No, not from the Sabercats. Oh, that's okay. Del and Raheel thing. We can't.
Yeah, when we come back, I got to find out. I heard you had some free shirt coming from the Sabercats. You had some clothing. Is that true? You got?
Yeah,
I guess. Are you wearing it?
No, because you know what?
Raheel, tell me later.
All right,
I'm curious why you're not wearing it today.
Oh yeah, well I'll tell you why when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North, the Gulf Bank exit. Uh-huh. Huh? That's what Waze says anyway. The Gulf Bank exit, come on, hang out with us here.
Headed northbound on 45.
Yeah. Northbound on 45. Well, that's where everybody comes from. Nobody comes from.
I wouldn't think.
No. No, actually, a lot of people do. There's a lot of people up in Spring. Those people up there, they come to Trailer Wheel and Frame, I'm sure. But I like to say those people about everybody. Everybody else but me. If you're not me, then you're those people to me. So, okay.
Dale, how are we feeling about that?
I've been dealing with it for years.
It is something he's had to deal with. All right, we're supposed to talk about what everybody else is talking about today, Lance.
Which is what?
Well, everybody's talking about, first, the NBA All-Star selections.
Right.
Who you got? Team LeBron. I like Team Steph, if you want to know the truth. Why would you take Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis and Kevin Love? I think they got – you know what you need?
You don't get big man in the All-Star game.
I know, big man in the All-Star game. He's got two big men starting. They're not even going to be down the court by the time shots are going up, so forget rebounds. Mm-hmm. They're going to be running up and go –
big men never have. I mean, rarely have big games. Yeah.
No, I mean not anymore. They used to, but this is I mean, look at who wins the.
Oh, even when it was Magic and those guys, like Dream, barely did anything ever. Yeah, they don't give big men the ball.
No, they don't, they're not down the floor fast enough. It's 170 to 159. I mean, so you got to put up a shot in a hurry. And those guys.
I was traveling last night. Was there anything? Did anyone get their feelings hurt in the league, or did?
Well,
anything?
Russell Westbrook did, didn't he, Dell?
Yeah, because he saw the list of LeBron's team, and he noticed he was last, and of course his teammates screwed with him. And Russ, you know, a little sensitive, so he took it out on the Wizards last night. Just so happens that John Wall, he thought was picked ahead of him, and he lit up the Wizards in a win. Turns out it was just listed alphabetically, and his was the last name, Westbrook behind Wall. That's all.
Well, you got the sound from him and Carmelo?
I
got
to pull it up. Hold on.
Okay. It's funny. In the post-game press conference, he asked about being picked by LeBron. And one of the things that's kind of surprising, I guess it's surprising.
It is.
I think we should have seen it coming. Kevin Love going to LeBron.
Yeah, but Kyrie?
Kyrie going to LeBron.
That was a little surprising to me. That was actually a lot surprising to
that
me.
That was?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I don't see LeBron as being as petty as, like, if Kevin Durant was the captain, what Russell Westbrook would have never been picked. Or if Russell Westbrook was the captain, mm-hmm. Kevin Durant would have never been picked. He would have been the last pick, because if you're Steph, you're going, well, I'm just going to sit on that one,
because right.
I know you're not taking him.
Right.
But I don't see LeBron being like that, really. I mean,
well, he has been every step of the way so far.
Well, he is. I think he's a, you know, with the tweets about his teammates and crap like that. But I don't know that he's bitter, LeBron. Like, KD and Russell wouldn't talk to each other, that kind of crap. I mean, come on.
That was mostly Russell.
Yeah, they were both.
Russell, I don't know if you know this, he holds grudges.
Well, yeah, and he was holding a grudge.
Russell holds grudges.
He was holding a grudge against Steph and LeBron last night.
He got angry at alphabetical order yesterday.
Yes, he really did.
Like Alpha, the person who invented the alphabet got it.
Dewey Decimal System caught it.
Russell wants to give him 50.
So here it's after the game. It's Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook, and here was the exchange.
Thoughts on being picked by LeBron for the All-Star team?
Oh, that's cool, man. That's good, man. Finally, they got the team figured out.
Tell me how you really feel.
But I see I was the last pick on the list. I was just trying to figure out, you know.
Alphabetical.
It was alphabetical.
See, I told you, man. Alphabetical order, man. Of course I was first.
He thought he was last.
That was real, too. You could tell. See, I told you, man.
This
was a conversation that actually
happened. Oh, yeah. There we go. And Carmelo was egging him on. Dude, you got picked last, man. What? No, that's alpha. No, dude. Look at the order. Look at
it. Is so easy to trick Russell into getting mad about stuff.
Did you see his shirt?
It's so easy.
Did you see the shirt he wore in last night?
I was traveling.
He had a shirt that was ripped, and it showed all the under boob.
So he was just like, so it's kind of like an Ezekiel Elliott, but different?
Yeah. Well, no,
it's just a Russell
It was a
Westbrook.
Hole in it. There was a hole in it. You didn't see any abs. All you saw was his underboob.
Is that what it's called for Russell Westbrook?
That's what I call it.
Okay.
That's how Russell rolls, you know? Dude, I mean, I get it's fashion, I guess. I'm convinced.
Do you get it?
I'm convinced.
Do you get that it's fashion, though?
Russell's wife is a beard. I'm just convinced of it. That's all. That's all. I sat there.
I also deal with that, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are we feeling with that one, Del?
I'm sorry. I can't. That's all. I'm just sorry.
Russell's, like, caught up between, like, I mean, this is kind of NBA fashion, you know, the NBA fashion, which started about 4 or 5 years ago. But it's, like, NBA fashion, maybe even longer than that, because Dwayne Wade was doing it, too. It might have been, like, 6, but he's caught between, like, NBA fashion, but a skateboarder look, but, like, he's got a lot of different things going on. He hasn't really figured his whole look out yet, I don't think.
Well, I don't really.
Actually, I think he has. It's a Russell look, which has just got a lot of different things going on.
Yep. Yep. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to hang with us here on ESPN. Longhorn Scott wants to get in here, and everybody loves a Longhorn Scott call.
Absolutely.
What do you say, Longhorn Scott?
You know, if I knew you guys were going to be up at Trailer Wheel and Frame this morning, I don't know how I missed that promo. I would have made room in the schedule to get up there and hang with y'all a little bit. That place is awesome, man. I was up there the other day actually looking at toolboxes, and I walked in there, and I know I just laid an easy layup for some stupid Aggie. Oh, of course you're looking for a toolbox. Oh, Lord, start the tool. Anyway, but serious comment, I was, and they've got a little bit of everything there. Anyway, tell my buddies Robert and Jeff I said hello, but I know the topic du jour here is the telenovela that is the NBA. And while I'm sure there's some housewives that find it really interesting, I wanted to shift gears a little bit because, after all, we're in Texas, and you know the two best sports are football season and spring football season, which makes the third best time of the year recruiting season. Have y'all, do y'all follow that at all? Have you kept an eye on that at all? At least Lance, maybe?
No, not at all.
I mean, I'm aware of a few things, but I don't really keep up with recruiting stuff that closely, to be honest with you.
You know, well, I can always count on getting a big, nice, full picture of Aggie tears, like, you know, by about October every year, maybe early November. This year, I've already got a full picture of Aggie tears because, for those of you that haven't been following it, let's recap things, right? A&M, you know, they're kind of like that guy that has to throw down and buy, like, a Maserati to prove how bad A they are. Like, they're bad AF. And they're awesome, and they're rich, and they're so loaded. So they threw down the $75 million on salary for Jimbo. Another $10 to buy out his contract, another $5. If you're counting at home, they spent $90 million to get this guy. So when you get a guy like that, you probably figure, hey, this guy's a rainmaker, man. We're not only going to hang on to all of our recruits, we're going to, like, steal the heck out of all these other great recruits. And the reality is, the exact opposite is happening. In fact, they can't even hang on to their coaches. Their D-line coach, who came from the Packers, I guess, has already decided he's going to pack his bags and move back to, you know, that glory hole that is Green Bay, Wisconsin, rather than live in College Station.
Wow.
Where you're going to get like 6 days of sun every year. You're going to wear a parka about 300 days a year. They'd rather live there. So I just want to say it's awesome to watch this non-rainmaking effect of hiring the $90 million coach.
Now hold a Now hold on a second. For the sake of balance, it's not like Tom Herman cleaned up when he came into Texas. They lost some recruits. The same thing happened.
Lance, let's talk about that. But no, let's talk about that. He did not have a great class his first year. However, right. here's the difference. He hung on to every kid that was already committed, and he managed to bring in a few more kids. Now this National Signing Day, this early signing day,
they were Houston recruits who you always badger Houston fans about how they're not good enough.
What are you talking about, Houston? I'm not talking about
Houston. He brought in some University of Houston kids. He flipped them, and you're always badgering University of Houston.
No. Time out. The reality is his class, I'm not here to say that that was a great class, whatever, but I'm saying all he did was hang on to everyone who was committed and then brought a few more guys in. Right. And by the way, it's probably about five or six of those guys that were solid contributors. This year, he's obviously cleaning up. I expect Jimbo will do much better next year. However, I'm a little underwhelmed by what he's been able to do this far. And I'll be honest, I thought this could be the kind of hire that kids are really fired up about. I don't know. He doesn't fire me up, but maybe these kids are. And the reality, that's just not been the case. So hang on a second. Let me take a drink of these Aggie tears. I'm getting a little...
No, all right, I've had enough.
You can't.
Let's be clear about something. There is a rule that might be in effect that's hurting the Aggies. Jimbo doesn't have the opportunity to flip some of the kids that maybe Tom Herman got the opportunity to flip because of the early signing period. He had
Good point.
He had less than, I don't know, maybe 2 to 3 weeks
actually
talk to kids
signing
who might have chosen the Aggies if they could. Instead, they signed where they are originally committed to. Shockingly, Longhorn Scott's not giving the full picture when it comes to the Aggies or anybody else who is in Texas.
Why you got to bring in common sense? That's not what that call was all about.
I'm aware.
Okay? No, it was harder on them. That early signing period when new coach, that's a big deal. For that is going to be a penalty year for every
it's a lot.
School.
You can't hang
that,
on to all the
no,
kids.
No, every school that brings in a new coach, it is going to be a penalty year. Oh, either that or it's going to be
early signings help you.
Right. I guess if you bring.
Oh, no, you can't because your coach will already be handled by early signing. No one's firing after early signing.
No, you're changing beforehand. You're changing beforehand. And you're changing as soon
it's
as
almost
possible.
Always
now
the
case. Now you're going to have to change as soon as possible, get them in there as soon as possible, and you got to hit the road running on recruiting because you only got a couple of weeks left before that early signing period.
Yeah.
And, well, here's the thing, though. Like Scott Frost, you're bringing every kid from Central Florida over there. Do you want every kid from Central Florida, Nebraska?
Sometimes not.
No, sometimes not.
And maybe in the short term.
And Scott's talking about, Jimbo Fisher losing kids. Well, those kids don't have the time to build a relationship. Normally, he would get to February to have those kids trust them and then keep them. So they would sign in February. Maybe he builds enough of a relationship to keep them. Now these kids are like, does he really want me here? Is the system going to fit? Who are his coaches going to be? I've got another good option who says they have a spot for me. I'm going to flip to the Aggies to a more secure situation.
Why are we having a real discussion? That was just a chance for Longhorn Scott to crush the Aggies.
Yeah, but
that was all that was.
I don't like him butchering college football for me. I don't need his nonsense.
Well, here's a problem, too, is Jimbo is so different than Summy. So different in offensive philosophy and personality. And, you know, Summy was the cool guy on the commercials that
I'm gonna
was in
get
the
in
stands.
That swag copter, and we're going to swag around. Right. No, that's not Jimbo.
That ain't Jimbo. His name is Jimbo, first of all. Secondly, so this is going to be a transition period. And for him to struggle at all in this first year is logical. It's logical. So don't worry. Jimbo's got that national championship thing under his belt. I'm pretty sure he's going to win football games at Texas A&M. But Longhorn Scott, you know, likes to, you know, poke. He likes to pick a little
bit. Yeah, that's all
a little
that
bit.
Was. That's all.
You know what? You know what you should do?
So here's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to try to head by tonight. I know tomorrow is the tournament. Tomorrow and Sunday at Prime Social. Prime Social.
What time does that start tomorrow?
I got to check what the time is. It's the two evening tournaments, but, you know, poker tournaments, in case you didn't heard, sometimes they can run a little long.
Well, if you last, you hope they do.
Sometimes they can run. Yeah, you want them to last a little long. You want them to last long. And I just know this much. Prime Social is the new poker club with 20 tables. They have 29 big screen TVs. They have a full bar. They have full drinks. They have a $20,000 tournament on Saturday, a $20,000 tournament on Sunday. First place is $10,000 guaranteed. But they also have free food and refreshments this weekend and valet parking. So get on out there. We're actually going to go to dinner on Saturday with a couple of couples and then head by Prime just to go grab some cocktails afterwards, because it is, they've got backgammon, they've got chess, they've got dominoes. So it's kind of a cool hangout, and it's really upscale. It's very nice, relaxing, and safe. It's at 7801 Westheimer. It's between Dunvale and Hillcroft, and I think you're going to absolutely love this spot when it comes to poker. 20 tables, as I mentioned, including a high roller room. That opened up yesterday. I got back in town, and I said, sorry, wife, this weekend I'm going to go missing on either Saturday or Sunday because I'm going to go get in one of those tournaments. So make sure you go to their Facebook page. You can go look up Prime Social, and, of course, just stop on in and take advantage of the free food and refreshments and valet parking and, of course, some great poker as well at Prime Social.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Houston's leader for trailers, trailer parts, trailer service, and truck accessories. They have cool everyday items at low prices as well. First aid kits, fire extinguishers, safety cones, flashlights, and more. All at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Come on by. And, you know, they're just going to take care of you today. Man, I'm looking at nonstop toolboxes. Hey, God, it's an awesome, awesome store. If you haven't been here, come on, get over here. And they're building, actually, right now, a place for a bunch of bays for your pickup trucks to get you in and out of here quickly for all your accessories on that. So if you're somebody that's buying a pickup, get it bare-boned. And come over here and get all the accessories. So LJ wants to get on the radio and talk. So Longhorn Scott Twitter just lights up whenever Longhorn Scott is on for some reason. I don't know why you people let him get to you. I just don't get it. But LJ apparently needs to respond to Longhorn. What's up, LJ?
Hey, guys. It's T-Sip Scott is entitled to his own opinion, but one thing that I felt like y'all kind of glossed over is that only a Longhorn lover would use glory hole to reference any place in this world. He's always got it on the brain. He's always got something. I've never heard such bitterness about someone that we don't even play anymore. It's just sad. It's sad. I really wish he would move on, you know, start monitoring his children's urine like their coach does, make sure that they're a good team player and they're drinking plenty of fluids. And that's really it. Y'all hit on everything else as far as with Jimbo, coach heading back to Green Bay. You know, he was happy in the NFL, made a rash decision, wanted to go back. I don't think it's more than that.
Yeah, I like the urine blast. That was good. But a lot of people have pointed out, Longhorn Scott, you continue to say how the Aggies are obsessed. Well, that's all you call in and talk about is Texas A&M. So it sounds like somebody else is obsessed. I don't know. He just loves.
No, that's not true. He also talks about Houston. He also takes shots at Houston, yeah.
Well, yeah, I know, but
he also takes shots at Houston.
Yeah, he does. He takes shots. Not really, though.
He really sideswipes them.
Yeah, it's insignificant to him. Cougar High, you know, that whole thing. You know him. Niall, when you walked away, Niall said he and his wife were in the car listening to your story and how you're complaining about your boot. Mm-hmm. And she was like, shut up and grow a pair. She had ligaments? She had some kind of damage? Broke her foot. And she said she didn't complain as much as you are. And she broke her foot.
What is she talking about?
Yeah, she's talking about you. But she did get the knee thing, and she was flying around the store.
Oh, what a baby. I walked on mine, so I don't want to hear it from her anymore. The knee thing.
Yeah, she did.
I'm walking around on torn ligaments on my foot, just like, look at this. Walking around, drinking, like a real man, Niall.
Yeah, well,
drinking on painkillers.
His wife is a real man than you are.
I'm not getting on a knee scooter. Wee.
Why not?
I never said this. Wee.
I think that would be totally cool.
You would get on a knee scooter as soon as you get on that.
Oh, everybody.
All I need is one person to take a picture.
Oh my God,
I just need one.
Oh my God, would I get destroyed by everyone?
I said, John Harris is even like, oh. Like, he was trying to get a picture of me. You know, he's like, if you had a knee scooter, I'd take a picture so fast. I said, I know you would. You can get it. I will never get a knee scooter.
Okay, so I've got the
these crutches.
The list of free agents out there this offseason.
It's pretty sweet.
Number one is Drew Brees, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins.
Immediately, Drew Brees and Jimmy Garoppolo are not even
They're not even
Drew out. Brees has already come out. I'm not going anywhere. Okay, well, that ruins your leverage.
Well, yeah, that's leverage. What does he need? I mean, honestly, how much more can he make? Kirk Cousins will be out there, is out there. Le'Veon Bell,
But Kirk could still be a Redskin.
He could re-sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he could be. But
and now Garoppolo's not going anywhere. That's a
no
deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
going
to have to pay
money.
His ass after that 5-0. Le'Veon Bell ain't going anywhere.
I don't think so. Although he was saying he'd retire, remember, if they franchised him. So, I mean, he could. Look, the Steelers do some different things now in free agency.
That is true.
There is an outside shot that he could go because he's already pre-complaining about retiring and all this stuff if they franchise him.
Yeah,
so.
I think that guy, if I'm them.
And he's a little bit of a pain. He's had.
Well, yeah, he's a pain.
He's
in the
been
ass.
Suspended yeah. for drugs.
Antonio's a pain in the ass, too, but guess what?
Yeah.
DeMarcus Lawrence scares me a little
good
bit.
Good player.
He's a good player, but he had his. This is I hate when guys have a contract year in a mm-hmm. contract year.
But it's also on the upward arc of his career. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, like, and he's another. He's a weed enthusiast as well.
Is he another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
First, I don't know how many games he wasn't around. Malcolm Butler. Here's what I'm interested
in. I can tell you this. NFL teams, okay, you see who's number 7 on that list?
Yeah.
NFL teams consider number 7, Andrew Norwell, more valuable than number 6, Malcolm Butler.
Yeah. And the Texans, and in particular, mm-hmm. this city, would look at, well, you could use a Malcolm Butler here, too.
Yeah, but Andrew Norwell's the one that I think they will take a look at.
Yeah.
I think the Texans.
Well, and it's not only Andrew Norwell. You've also got Justin Pugh.
So Justin Pugh's agent is actually Johnny Manziel's old agent. But I saw him, and he was trying to sell everybody on Justin Pugh, everybody meaning these people in the bar who were with one of the teams. And he's like, he's going to be making $12 million a year, I guarantee you. So does that interest you, Justin Pugh at $12 million a year
now?
No,
not in the least.
Yeah.
Well, and guess what, though? That's an agent talking as opposed
yeah.
to. And then Nate Solder.
But it's a weak free agent class, which means they might overpay for the top two guys.
You're going to overpay for
it. But $12
million? Nate Solder is the only offensive tackle that I think is even interesting. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's face it. You're going to overpay, but you're in a position now you have to overpay. I if you could have one of those guys, it would be Andrew Norwell, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I don't think.
Although
you're gonna have to.
I might, you could make the argument that you have to have that tackle more.
Yeah, but you still want to sign a good player to reasonable money. I mean, at the end of the day, you still don't want to reach just because you say you need something. Like, you have to believe that you're going to upgrade and he's not going to kill you salary wise, cap like within 2 years.
Well, any of those guys are going to kill you salary wise, no? I mean, honestly, what's Norwell going
to
get?
Well, but you could get. You could get value. You want him to play to their contract.
It doesn't sound like Justin Pugh is going to be value. It doesn't sound like if Andrew Norwell, and it's a bad, Andrew Norwell is the best, he's going to sign for money. But if I had to have one thing, guard or tackle, I'd want tackle.
Yeah, I would say you're probably right. You want to make sure he can play. Like, I haven't watched him close enough to know how he's done this year, but you know what I'm surprised is he's a tackle. Where do they have him on the
pro football? See, but last year was the same thing with Andrew Whitworth. Was like, you know what?
It
was a great signing. It was a great signing.
But see, here's the deal. Everyone's crapped on Andrew Whitworth for years because he doesn't look the part. But Andrew Whitworth is consistently a rock-solid player.
Yes.
Like, consistently.
He got crapped on and last offseason. I was like, are you kidding me? I would take Andrew Whitworth.
Whitworth was literally the guy who helped to trigger that entire offense into a successful mode because he allowed them to move different guys.
Well, that Jeff Fisher leaving.
Yeah, that was a big trigger.
I think that was the trigger.
Yeah, that was a big one too. But Whitworth did a great job over there. So, yeah, I mean, hey, I don't think there's any question he would be an upgrade over what the Texans have.
Yes.
You just don't want to go crazy with the contract for him, I don't think.
All right.
But Bill O'Brien and those guys were – coach of the South team, so guys on the South roster, they're going to get an intimate knowledge of guys in the South roster.
Yeah, I hope they found the third round guy on the South.
Well, they'll have a feeling like a lot of times. This is a rare opportunity where you get to work guys out and you get to see them before the combine. You get to talk to them. You can find out if they're smart, not so smart beforehand. This is
a
huge
they learn on the field.
Yeah, this is a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
If you're an NFL team, because you're going to know these guys better than other teams.
I like what Mike White said. I can't wait to sit down with Bill O'Brien. Who knows if it's really what he's thinking. He was or whatever. He's doing a good PR deal. But I want to sit down with Bill O'Brien and pick his brain and learn as much as I possibly can. And you know what? Bill O'Brien gets to see. You know, they could use a backup quarterback,
yeah.
A young backup quarterback. And if
he's
Mike White is there
too.
In the sixth round, okay.
He's got a big arm. But if he looks to get some guys who are a little more mobile and, you know, to try to – back up and keep some of the elements of Deshaun, he might go in a different direction. But I tell you this, you know, they had him mic'd up. Bill O'Brien was mic'd up, and it was on, I think, NFL Network. I don't know if it was ESPN or NFL Network or who had mic'd him up. But I know that me and Johnny I drove him to the airport. We were on the same flight, and he was watching. I don't know if it was on the HoustonTexans.com or not. Y'all might want to check it out. But they had OB working with some different quarterbacks. Like, they had it mic'd up, and they were playing it. It was really interesting, really interesting stuff. So I'm going to look on the website, see if it's there. It might be on, NFL.com or something. I'll check and see. But it was watching him and his staff work with guys was pretty interesting. Romeo Crennel, of course, defense coordinator. Saw Mike Vrabel there with his guys. They were all looking at different players. But O'Brien was handsome. He was in a great mood.
Was he?
Great mood.
Well, he won the big game.
He won
the big Rick Smith game.
But Bucky Brooks, I saw Bucky Brooks, and Bucky's written some, he's had some comments about Bill O'Brien, like how he got an extension, and he was 4-12 and all this stuff. And he, like, Bill O'Brien's camp was couldn't have been nicer.
Really?
He goes, we talked for like 40 minutes, on the record, off the record, all kinds of stuff.
Nice. All right, let's take one here live at Trailer One Frame, 8222 I-45 North. That's the Gulf Bank exit. If you
Gulf Bank and Canino.
It says Canino on the bottom if you look. And listen, while you're driving your car up here, and you're sitting in it right now, as a matter of fact, be in traffic or you're driving, and you're like, I'm done with this car. I got to get rid of it. I don't want this car anymore. I need a new one, and it doesn't matter how old, how new, whatever it is, you want to get out of that car. Give me the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com. John Clay Wolf is going to get back. Listen, you will get a quote within minutes. And even if you don't want to use John Clay Wolf, the smartest thing to do is find out what it's worth. I mean, honestly, what can you possibly get for it? And then if John Clay Wolf is – listen, what a dealership does, it gives you as little as they possibly can for your trade-in, and then they jack up the price, okay, of the car. Or they'll say, oh, no, well, we'll take some off of the car that we're selling you, but we can only give you this for your trade-in. How's that work? That works like crap for you. So get the most for your trade-in with John Clay Wolf. He will work through your dealership and then get all of that off on the car as well. And it's all at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Send it right now. Do it. Get it. And if he can't match what CarMax is offering, he'll give you $100. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
I be Gucci down. Gucci. You wearing Lacoste? Yeah. My club. Yeah. Fur came off of there. Yeah.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 Live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. Come hang with us or give us a call. Listen, Rachel from Rudy's is going to be here pretty soon. The brisket, dude, is awesome. You got to get. She gets us the really tender part of the brisket, which Dell has never had because how are you going to have it when you're never here and you never get the free food? So this is something that we have on Dell.
Guess who's
for only a little while longer.
I've been out there and had Rudy's before.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you really haven't.
No, really, I have. I've been out to Trailer Wheel and Frame on a day you weren't either Sean. I guess it was Raheel wasn't available, and I've been out there.
Well, I've never seen it, so I think it's a lie.
Maybe
you're drunk. So here's the deal. You come out. Dude brings his wife. I keep forgetting the guy's name. He brings his wife out here for a date all the time, and they eat Rudy's barbecue, and they drink some St. Arnold's beers, which we have. We usually have Kolache shop here as well. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So come on out if you need anything. Like Scott Longhorn. Scott, did he give a nicer endorsement? He came out here, and he was hanging out looking for a toolbox. I think Longhorn Scott just comes over here just to hang out for a while. I'm pretty sure that's what he does. So So we talked about the All-Star game, right? We did that. We talked about some free agency. Are you excited for the XFL?
Nope.
Not in the least.
Nope. I'm really not. I mean, Vince McMahon says, I'm going to reimagine football again. Didn't you do this last time where you rolled a ball in the middle of the field and let guys run and try to jump on it, and whoever got the ball first and all that stuff? Like, reimagining football doesn't work. You either do it the way it's supposed to be done or beat it. And even if you do, it doesn't matter. There's one league.
It is what it is.
These competing leagues idea is stupid. You either partner up and become a minor league system, which the NFL does need a minor league system. Now, I will tell you this. I'm worried a legitimate minor league system will really hurt college football. Because guys who shouldn't be at college and who don't want to be in classes, and there's plenty of guys who shouldn't be at college who play football, they would have potentially a legitimate outlet to go start a career early. Now, you could say, okay, well, you're going to get paid $40,000 a year, $30,000 a year, to do this, and you don't have any team affiliation, and you can't be drafted for 3 years. So, you know, are you sure you want to do this? I would rather raise my profile in college at the college game.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt guys that don't have grades and don't care about it at all. But that's not going to be a better place to be found.
But they do need
than
a minor league
football.
System. They need a minor league system.
Yeah.
They really do, where guys can play, where practice squad guys can go play.
Yeah.
I
agree.
It's four teams.
But the NFL has been doing it. We talked about this for a while. They've been really, really looking into a spring league that would have NFL affiliation. They just haven't been able to get it done. They really haven't been able to.
The NFL frequently can't get stuff done because they want everything their way.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And so here's who really screwed up. You know, my dad was in the UFL for one season. He was in Sacramento, but, you know, getting paid was kind of tricky. So leagues tend to break down when you can't get paid. And he was in Sacramento, and he really enjoyed it, enjoyed his time there and all that stuff, and the limited time they were out there, relatively limited, like, like 3 months or something. But if the UFL would have played their cards right, they really got greedy and really started making, you know, demands. The NFL was talking to them at the time, and I think they thought, all right, maybe this can be our spring league. You basically just have to submit to the NFL. I mean, that's the problem. You're not going to get what you want, or what you need to just try to say, we want to survive and potentially thrive in what we are, but it can't be about ticket sales. It can't be about TV deals. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Not long term. Vince McMahon is going to be a huge failure if he tries to make this about people watching. And I mean, the league does need, they do need a developmental league for NFL where you can get undrafted free agents, guys who aren't on practice squads and guys who are on practice squads, play, put tape out there. And then, you know, that's street free agents get picked up all the time.
All the time.
This is a great spot for street free agents.
Yeah, he doesn't, but he thinks he wants to be a competing league, which is stupid.
I know, that's dumb.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. You know what I'll do? I should say, Vince, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to save you $49 million. Because that's probably how much you're going to lose. If you give me just $500,000, I'm going to give you advice that will save you $49 million. Is it worth it to you to give me? Tell you what, you're going to lose $49 million.
That's a hell of a return on your
investment. It's a hell of a return. I just want 1%.
Well, and listening to Wingo and Golic on the way in, and they asked, and Wingo was asked, what advice would you give? And off the top of his head, he said, make the football real. Make the football as good as possible. Because
that's the only chance you have.
That's it. Make it as good as you possibly can. Don't the gimmicks and all the crap going on. It's got to be good football.
You think the wrestling guy's not going to put gimmicks out there?
Well, he's all about marketing, and that's a problem. It can't be phony baloney. It's got to be. We're not going to accept that as an American culture.
What if?
Oh, boy, did Daryl Morey catch it, too. We got to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, from Florio. Yeah. I didn't get to see all of it. I heard about it. Remember, we talked about it yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I was thinking, he's the GM. There's no way this is going to keep flying under the radar.
No.
And then I saw yesterday that Florio posted something about it, and I knew that would bring it.
Yeah, he destroyed him. Called him an idiot. And Daryl Morey's anything but an idiot, although taken on. I mean, when Mark Cuban did it, and now he doing. Although Mark Cuban wasn't far off with oversaturating the game.
No, I think both of them have some actually legitimate points.
Yeah, although I think people are overreacted to kids not playing. I think you're going to see more. It's coming back. The scare, the concussion scare.
I think the upper middle class kids will. A lot of them will, but you're still going to – it's still an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous opportunity for people.
And yeah, oh, by the way, to get scholarships and everything and all that money out there. And it's still by far the most popular game, by far the most popular game. All right. We got to talk right now about Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse is the place for you. I just talked about your car and you want to get out of that. Mm-hmm. How about getting out of your home? You – don't want to live there anymore. You're so sick. Look at the traffic right there, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
How many people live so far from their jobs and they sit in traffic for an hour, hour and a half? Now, we love that because they listen to us. But
maybe they want to start renting a home closer to work. Yeah.
I mean, you keep your home. Don't sell it.
Yeah.
Don't take the losses of all the fees that you all the closing fees. And oh, by the way, can you sell it now? Did you get some water in your home?
Money
you know how hard
once.
It's going to be?
You make money on it once. If you rent your home, somebody else pays your mortgage for you. You make money on top of that. Your house continues to appreciate in value because people are paying your mortgage down for you. So that means you have more equity. And then you can sell it down the road. Like, this is – it's really a no-brainer. Even if you just go with Renter's Warehouse for 1 year, that makes substantially more sense. And they actually have algorithms where they can tell you, and they will tell you, and it's actually on the website. You can find it where they will tell you this is when it's best to sell your home and not rent. They do that for you. So give them a call. They'll tell you exactly what your house – it'll give you a good feeling about plus or minus $100, $150 of what your house will rent for when you call 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.